Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sande. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a wonderful day, no matter where you are, if it's day, night, or afternoon, because guess what? You are in your purpose. And people say all the time, Dr. Sande, why do you say we're in our purpose and everything's going wrong? Something's going wrong on this hand. Something's going wrong on that hand. Because this is why. The light bulb experience that you get when you in your journey or your dreams, guess what, are coming to pass, you will have trials and tribulations. I'm guaranteeing you will, because all of us do, because we actually have to go through a process. Yes, unfortunately, our pain that we go through ends up being our purpose, but we actually have to go through things. We have to get the clutter out of ourselves before we can help somebody else. You know, it's not about us. It's about how we are helping other people that they can walk out their destiny, that their dreams can come alive. And that's what we do here on Good Deeds. We're a part of that plan that we help other people shine their light to the world. So what is that light? Your light is the dreams, goals, the things that keeps you up all night, the things that when you close your eyes right now, even though you don't drive and do it, but when you close your eyes, you think about it. You actually will stay up. You will actually use your last dime to try to make your dreams come to pass. And that is your purpose most of the time. But you know what? The thing we have to do is we have to actually be our brothers and what? Our sister's keeper. And that's what we love to do here at Good Deeds. I'm your host, Dr. Renee Sande, and I am the platform builder. Some people actually call me the be seen, be heard, get paid expert. But you know, the key is I am a servant. I actually help people. Guess what? Shine their light to the world. And that's what we love to do. But the thing about it is we just thank you so much for your support and the things that you do with all the platforms that I have been entrusted with. You know, we want to start off just real quick with a question for Dr. Renee. The question for Dr. Renee actually for this show is, Dr. Sande, it's so much on, you know, actually it was a generic question, I'm going to say. It's not any particular question of the things that I do. But, you know, I don't mind answering the question, and I always say this is my interpretation, this is my opinion, but I try to base my information on what I, you know, statistics, I try to base my information on things that actually make sense. I know everybody does that, but, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to do that. But let me, this is the question. The question is, Dr. Sande, there's so much going on in the media. There's so much going on in everybody's lives, from, you know, from the White House, you know, all the way down to the people that don't know where their next meal coming from. You know, every city that I know of that have, they have a homeless. People are homeless. You know, here in Atlanta, there's so many different categories of homeless. You know, if you're in the school system, even if you stay with your grandparents, that's a category of being homeless. You know, I'm going to just throw that out there. I didn't realize that until I started working closely with the schools. But the question was, Dr. Sande, with all this stuff going on, how do you keep your joy? You always laughing. You always having a good time. You always, but let me let you know. Let me be real. Let me keep it 100, as the kids say. You know, you do have ups and downs. But you know, I have a great support system. I believe in God. God is the head of my life. I read my word. I meditate. I'm actually into tapping, and we can talk later a little bit more about that. But it's certain things that I do, but meditation is very important to my life. It actually sets the tone of my life. But I'm an avid reader. I read all types of genres, not just nonfiction, fiction, just all types of genres. And I have gotten a new love for audiobooks. Actually, we're coming out with a couple at our publishing company. But the thing about it is I pick many modalities. That's what the question, the answer to the question, to help me keep my peace, help me keep my joy. Because we want to have the what? The fruit of the Spirit, right? So the thing is, I try to tell people, always have a hobby. Always have things that you do. Now, people don't realize, and I throw this out every now and then, I used to drag race cars. I don't do that as now because I got so many other things that I do. But, you know, whatever it is, if it's drag racing, if it's riding your motorcycle, whatever you do, do it with safety, of course. But you have to have a modality that actually that you can have peace. It took me a long time to actually, and I shared this with the person that asked the question. It took me a good while coming from the medical field 100% to the things that I'm doing now. It took me a minute to delegate. It took me a minute to actually just relax and do nothing, really. But I love pampering myself. So if you don't remember anything I'll say, pamper yourself, celebrate yourself, celebrate the small things, because that's very important. You got to do that. You got to do that. And if you want to talk offline about that, I actually, with my clients, I help them with that of how to get a strategic plan that you can actually relax. Yeah, I know that's a big word, but you actually have to relax. You have to be able to take one, guess what, not minute, but 1 second at a time. So that's a short answer, because you know I can elaborate, but the key is today is to get this amazing, amazing young lady on the air, because she actually, this is what actually a great question for her and her platform, because she's an author. She's a certified life coach. She's a creative strategist. I love it. I just love being around creative people, and especially, guess what, young people. And she's actually in the wonderful city that I'm in as well. You know, they call it the hot ATL, the ATL. You know, we get all these new names. Actually, our new name is going to be Mercedes Bathrooms, you know, all this stuff with the new stadium and all that. But the thing is, no matter where you are, shine your light to the world. And we don't want to delay, because I'm ready to hear, because I love to hear from young people, because they actually take down my life about 5 years, because I can hang with them. But we want to not delay. We want to welcome none other than Tracy T. Mitchell. Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Renee.
Oh, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm good.
I love it. See, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, now I think 2 years has come off just with that 1 second of this young lady. But, Tracy, we got to dive in real quick, because you do so many wonderful things, and we want to actually get into your world that actually we can be better in our world. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome, amazing things that's going on in your life.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sunday. Welcome, everyone. Again, this is Tracy T. Mitchell. I am founder of T. Mitchell Speaks, where we encourage and uplift women and just all people to speak life and to just grow and develop and do their best to maximize their life and fulfilling their destinies and their dreams. And a huge part of that is about helping us to discover our hidden value. We were created. I also believe in God, and God is the creator. And I just believe that we all have creative power to do things, just so many things, to turn our dreams into realities. And so for me right now in this season, I have a lot going on. I've been featured on, doing different speaking events. But more importantly, I'm focusing more on growing in my business, growing in my purpose, and just allowing God to move abundantly in my life. And I'm more about serving more than anything. I've met a lot of amazing people in 2017, and I've posted it before, but I just feel that God is taking me higher. I'm moving to next levels in my life, and it's not just about me. It's more important about me being able to build up my brothers and sisters, and just being able to help others to see their full potential and to seek the maximization of their life and just to be about purpose and about focus. And what you had spoke about earlier, perspective is key for me in everything. It's just keeping the right perspective, and just as you had said, being in prayer and meditation and praise. But those, that's basically kind of where I am and what I'm focused on. I'm focused on serving, loving, and helping others to walk and move in their purpose. Because, I mean, as I help others, I help myself.
Woo, girl, she's so powerful. She got me up dancing already before we can even get started. Good. I want to ask you this, T, because you're a young lady, and ladies and gentlemen, you got to connect with her on Facebook. She has these amazing hairstyles, which is another thing that I love, that her style really stands out. But I want to ask you, you touched on some amazing things. First of all, that word value, we use it a lot. But tell us, because, you know, I'm going to say women, but men as well, how do we, I mean, I know we need to actually connect with you and get a, you know, get your products and services, because this can dive very deep. But just in general, tell us what, you know, what value is, how we can recognize that in our individual lives. And tell us how, when we contact you, how we can explore that. But I know everybody has an individual story. But that value word, we actually really need to capture that. What's your thoughts on that?
Thank you, Dr. Renee. When I speak of value, I come from a place of being on our individual self-worth and our purpose. We're all born for a purpose, and we all have a destiny to achieve. And when we're born, we don't always know what that destiny is. However, in my opinion, I feel as if God orders our steps and he creates us uniquely with different skill sets. And as we grow through life, as we mature in life, we basically start to discover those things based on our experiences. And it's in every experience that we have. It's through the failures. It's through the achievements. It's through the hard life lessons. It's through the trials, the tribulations, the triumphs. So in my opinion, as we go through every stage of life, like, for example, Maslow has, like, we go through different stages. When you're a child, you experience certain things in life that really it helps to help you evolve as an adult. As a child, you experience these things, and then as a teenager, you go through certain experiences, and of course, you continue into adulthood. And what we do is when we go through these experiences, I almost feel like we sort of, it's like if you can imagine, you have like a little box in a corner, and as you go through, like as a child, let's just say that you endured a really, really hard heartache or something, or somebody hurt you severely, then basically you take that pain and you're able to put that pain like in a box somewhere. Of course, when you evolve to a teenager, you may actually experience a triumph. Maybe you become a successful athlete, or you're successful in academics in school, so you happen to plant that inside that box. And what happens is as you grow and you add these things, they basically start to build up in this box or whatever. Basically, it turns you and it helps you to become this person as an individual who has all of these various skill sets. And at a certain point, I feel as though God connects you with different people, or he connects you in different experiences as you get older, and it's almost like connecting the dots. You have that one box with all of those different things, and as you get older, you're basically ordained, or you're basically prepared, and you're ready to move to this different place where you may meet somebody. And as you connect with these different people, you don't know it in advance, but it's already orchestrated behind the scenes for you to, in essence, meet that person, make that connection, and fulfill that destiny, and just basically transform the lives and help others, and also in helping yourself. So that's the way I see it. I just basically see it as we go through things, and it really strengthens us, both pain, even the pleasures, everything that we go through, it's all for purpose. So it's all purpose-driven, everything that we experience. And sometimes it takes another person, as if myself, you can come to me, and as I hear these things, it will stand out to me. And in many instances in our own lives, we don't have the capacity to see it or receive it as a blessing or something to be able to use, you know, as far as to help with our value. So in essence, that's why if you come to me, I can listen. I can basically take from what you've given me and be able to help you to basically put something together to share your story, to share your experiences, where you can, in essence, discover that value. And in discovering that value, you basically empower yourself and you give the ability to be able to empower someone else, because someone else has that similar or same story and they need to hear that story, and that's where your value basically comes through.
Oh, Lord, that was just so amazing what you said, because I'm a living witness, I can really tell you that all the things I'm doing now, I never, I mean, seriously, I'm not telling you, making up something. I never thought I would be in media. I never thought I would be, preaching the word. All that never came to my mind. I really thought when I became an anesthesiologist, that's what I was going to retire with. But, it's amazing. And I want to tackle this because I just feel real strong about it. You said something amazing, and I know this may be a tad off topic, but I think we all can kind of relate to this, because when you said, it just something jumped in my spirit, when you said that when we meet people, that it's orchestrated. But, you know, a lot of times what's your take on when we meet people? I've heard some of the older people say when we meet people, it can be for a season. It's a reason, of course, that you meet them. But then it's another, they may not be there for the rest of your life. They may be there for a short period of time. Or what's your take on that? Because I think a lot of times in our purpose, and when we come to you as our life coach, we get stuck with, one of the reasons we get stuck at getting our purpose is our relationships are not what we, want them to be. But then we get all discombobulated, I guess is a nice word, when people don't stay in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I feel, as far as that question, purpose is just basically at the core of it. We meet people, just as you said, for a reason or a season, and I think what we have to remember is, in advance, we actually, as the person, we have a specific reason for connecting or meeting a person. It could be a short-term reason or it could be a long-term reason, but I think when you focus on more of the purpose and the background and what it's almost like is, if you think, what is the reason for this? Why am I connected to this person? What am I supposed to get from this experience? What am I supposed to help or assist the other person with? And I know for me, I can share that in many instances, I've always been an extrovert, and I love people. I love meeting people. I love connecting with people. And I had to learn a hard lesson that everybody's not meant to be your friend. You're not meant to keep everybody for an extended season. And I know for me, that was very painful when people would walk away, when I would have, like, heartaches and different things would happen. And what would probably happen in those instances is I got confused, thinking that it was a long-term connection, when in reality it was a specific short season where I was only supposed to be in that person's life for a short season, and I didn't realize that, and I got connected because of me being an extrovert and just loving people, and it was very, very painful to let go. However, testimony that I have is, God has basically revealed to me that I have to remember to kind of have somewhat of tunnel vision, where it's God is saying, your focus is supposed to be on the purpose that I've called you for. So don't really look to the left or the right as far as, what's going to happen with people, but to focus specifically on what the purpose is, why are you in that person's life, and when the season ends, let it go. and just let it be. So that's been hard for me. But I think it's just like I was saying, you just basically have to have tunnel vision on what is the purpose and goal of this relationship, and be in the place where you're able to accept it no matter what, if it's a long term, short term, if it's a positive or if it turns negative, whatever the outcome might be that we may not know, we have to be able to accept it, trust God when we don't understand, and let go and keep moving forward.
Well, you said that's amazing. Now, all of us have had some, you know, difficulty or you know, delays or challenges in that area. So you explained that so wonderfully. But I want to ask you, you know, being a life coach, because, you know, we hear, you know, the great thing that I love with you, you're an author, you're a certified life coach, you're a creative strategist. That's amazing. What type of clients do you actually accept, you know, because we want to be ready when we come to you. We want to have some kind of something in order so we can maximize the time with you. So tell us what type of clients that you and what type of, you know, just in general, what type of products and services that you offer.
Okay, great question. The type of clients that I service would be the type of person, whether it's a man or a woman, who is looking to transform their life. And the first thing is to be able to communicate effectively, and not just effectively, but to communicate positively and to be able to stand out and be recognized in your speaking, because there are many speakers who speak, but they're not memorable. So when you come to me, I'm going to make sure that I help you to speak with life, to speak well. And I mean, having a history of being in Toastmasters, I really want to make sure that you're the best speaker as possible. So I assist people with learning how to speak publicly, if they're going to be like a speaker for a conference or something. So I help people with speaking. I'm also very, very passionate about writing. That's why, of course, I've written my first book, Sunkissed, and I will be writing many others. But I just feel as if speaking, writing, and really I think more of my background is more of freedom and expression and being able to really express yourself as a form of therapy, almost, because it's almost like when you say something or you speak it and you get it out, or when you write it on paper, it's almost as if it goes from your head to paper, so it's almost easier for you to process and be able to deal with, you know, different emotions and different things going on. So I work with clients with speaking, with writing, as far as the arts, but I'm also for men and women who need help with healing and health and wholeness, because I also have a background in healthcare. I'm a registered nurse by profession. So if someone needs assistance in general with health, with healing, and, of course, the spiritual aspect, I can also assist with spiritual counseling, because I serve Christ, and I believe that that's connected to a lot of us basically being able to transform our mindset, and of course, when you transform your mindset, everything else basically shifts. And so those are the types of clients, speaking, writing, healthcare, healing, wholeness. I basically help people spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, regarding relationships. In those different areas is where I want to help people to be excellent and be at their best so that they can receive the best, because I feel as if when I work, I want to work and do unto the Lord. So when I'm working, I want to give and go the extra mile to be able to work in excellence. And that's also not just from God, but from what I was taught from my mother. Her biggest thing was excellence and consistency. So for me, I have very high standards, but it's to basically push people really hard to be at their best, because I want to see people be successful and live their life fully to the maximum.
That's amazing. I just love it. And we have to throw in there, because a couple of people inboxed us on Facebook. Are you taking clients as right now? Or they said, make sure you ask Dr. Sunday if she's taking clients right now.
Yes, I am. I'm accepting clients.
Wow, that's powerful. I just love your energy, because, you know, I tell people, because people love to, they ask this question, how do you pick a coach, you know, how do you, but when you have a conversation like the conversation we have with the amazing Tracy T. Mitchell right now, you can tell in her voice, one, that she's passionate about what she is doing. And you can actually, even if you really listen, go back and listen to this again, this broadcast, her compassion. Because throughout her conversation, and I love it, because she's very, and I'm going to say this, forgive me, but I'm going to put it out here internationally. She's very skilled in her speech, as she says she teaches others. Because in the beginning of our conversation, she may have said the word I. But if you notice, as we've continued our conversation, pretty much most of her conversation is about others. And that's what we as a whole need to be. And our purpose, yes, you're going to get the money. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. The money will run you down. But if you actually do the things to help other people, that action will fall into place. So I want to commend you for that, because that's just amazing of how you just talk freely and it actually comes into place that you really, truly, you know, really, you know, I'm just saying this because I've heard so many people, good and bad, with coaches, but you really want to help people. You want people to be in the excellence and really take the limits off of they, you know, and have the potential that they really need in this life. You know, I want to say this to you, because time goes by so quickly here, and we have to get you back on here, because we only tipped the iceberg of the things that you're doing, especially that life coach is a whole nother level, because we got to get our mind right before we can do anything else. Touch on some things that I may have an address that we got to get out in this broadcast, and then we'll get you back on again a future. And then when you finish that, please tell us how we can contact you to get your products and services, and how we can actually connect with you on the social media networks as well.
Okay. My final thoughts, what I want to leave you guys with, as far as remembering Tracy T. Mitchell, T. Mitchell Speaks, my thing is, I just encourage us in these troubling times that we're living in, that because I'm a speaker, I believe that our voice has power. And so I would just encourage everyone that in the midst of everything that's going on in this world, we see so much on television, just so much pain, so much negativity, so many things that are just going on today. I just encourage everyone to still continue to trust God, to continue to have faith in God, in God's people, and just to have faith in themselves also in the midst of everything going on, to continue to do the things that you're supposed to do. Righteousness is key, because we're not really going to receive our blessings from the people of this world. And so I just want to encourage everyone to be encouraged and stay focused, stay prayerful, stay persistent in serving and doing things that God has called you to do. And for me, I just want to continue to enrich the lives of others, to enlighten others, but more importantly, continuing to be a voice of light and love, and just continuing to keep God first in everything. That's like my motto overall, God in just first in everything, seeking Him first in all that we say and do. And as far as connecting with me, they can connect with me. I have a blog and I have a website. It's www.t, that's the letter T, double E, MitchellSpeaks.com. And then, of course, you can also reach me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Tracy, and then that's T-E-E Mitchell, Tracy T. Mitchell. And I'm also on Instagram as T. Mitchell Speaks. So those are the different ways that they can reach out to me. But I'm always looking for just to be able to motivate, encourage, and inspire and just help to influence and help others. Now, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, first of all, for being in your purpose. And thank you again for being a guest here on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, now there's a powerful one here that you actually need to go back and listen several times, and you need to share with your friends and family. This is a powerful young lady. I just love her spirit, and actually she's here in the wonderful hot Atlanta, so I make sure that I reconnect with her and support her in the things that she's doing because we're in the same city. So, but I love her energy. I just love it. She got me excited about things. And then being a certified life coach, we need a life coach. I mean, I know I have several coaches, and Oprah Winfrey has several coaches. So you have to have someone to listen to you, to push you, because people that's keeping you in one place, that's not good. But if you want to contact us here at Good Deeds for anything, for advertising, for sponsorship, we actually are taking people, if they want their own radio show, we actually coaching you for that and actually giving you a platform that you can have an international radio show platform as well, your own. Isn't that amazing? And also our TV show is also booming, Good Deeds TV, our publishing company, our nonprofit organization. If you need shelter, basic necessities that we take for granted, we can take care of that as well. And school supplies and all those things, you know, just connect. The thing is, if we're not a good fit, I help you find somebody that actually is a better fit. You know, that's we're here to help. It's a village now. We're here to help everybody. But, you know, our website is www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. And always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason, one, that you were born, and a reason you're here right now. You got to do the three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.